From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to besieged cities and set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. In a joint statement on Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that the ceasefire begin on February 27th. Police in Uganda arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye on Monday. Besigye lost an election Thursday to incumbent President Yoweri Museveni. The opposition leader charges the election was fraudulent. Besigye had planned to go to the headquarters of the Electoral Commission to collect evidence ahead of a possible legal challenge. Authorities also raided his party's headquarters and seized data that party officials used for their own tally of the votes. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the results of a referendum on Britain's exit from the European Union will be final. Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Cameron dismissed calls for a second referendum. He said the Western world needs to remain united.
The challenges facing the West today are genuinely threatening. Putin's aggression in the East, Islamist extremism to the South. In my view, this is no time to divide the West.
David Cameron. Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that a recent demand by the U.S. government is chilling. The government wants the technology company to build a backdoor into an encrypted Apple phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple complies with the request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' phones. This is VOA News.